The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com.
With Donald Trump rolling out his economic plan on Monday and Hillary Clinton expected to do the same later this week, analysts will have plenty of policy to dig through with a fine-tooth comb. But no matter who is chosen to be the next president of the United States in November and what their economic approach will be, the American Farm Bureau Federation wants to see some clarity, says tax advisor Pat Wolf.
For years, farmers and other business owners have had to deal with the tax code that changed every year, was complicated, and often wasn't known until December.
On the whole, Trump's economic plan looks very similar to a number of AFBF talking points. In a speech before the Detroit Economic Club on Monday, Trump called for striking down the Waters of the U.S. rule, the elimination of the death tax, and a moratorium on new regulations. Trump says he would also eliminate what he calls unnecessary and job-killing regulations as a way to reduce costs that would eventually flow to consumers. Agriculture saw many tax wins at the end of last year, such as permanent extension of Section 179 expensing, but Wolf says there's still some work to do under a new administration.
There are a few tax breaks that are expiring at the end of this year. Some of the big ones for farmers and ranchers are the tax incentives for renewable energy.
Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton is expected to lay out her economic policies in a speech on Thursday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.